We stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for me
and my house, we serve the Lord.
We will serve Him. We will
serve Him.
We will
serve Him, for He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to turn to Psalms chapter 95. In Psalms 95, verse number 1, it says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Here the psalmist is writing. And you need to understand, the psalmist, of course, he trusted in God. He knew that God would forgive sin. He knew that God would save. The psalmist was very much aware that he would be in heaven. Now, under the Old Testament dispensation, under the Old Testament economy, they had to offer sacrifices for their sin. In the New Testament, Jesus came. And of course, He offered the sacrifice by which you and I can have our sins forgiven. But the Bible says the requirement was this, and if you go back to Psalms 32, or you go back to Psalms 50, or you go to Romans chapter 3, you're going to find that everyone must deal with sin. David, he dealt with his sin. He had to acknowledge his sin. He had to turn from his sin and to trust in the Lord. So must we. You see, unless a man repent, the Bible says he will perish. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the question, what does it mean to believe on Jesus? Jesus, thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin. And so you have that. So when we get to Psalms 95, the psalmist is saying, oh, come. He's inviting everyone. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. You see, he's saying, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And so he speaks concerning the Lord. He is the rock of our salvation. He is the foundation of our salvation. You see, I'm not looking to a political party. I'm not looking to a political leader. I'm not looking to a religious denomination. I am looking to the Lord. He is the rock of my salvation. The Apostle Paul, he speaks upon concerning that foundation. He says, I've laid the foundation. And so what was the foundation he laid? Well, he as he went around as an apostle to the Gentiles, he preached that it was through Jesus that you could be saved. He wasn't preaching that it was a religion, no. He says, he very clearly, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God, you see. Jesus came to save sinners, yes. And if you'll trust in Him, there's that passage in Romans chapter number 10. And if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to it. Because you see, the Bible is the record. Here it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So it's through Jesus. All right. And so he is the rock of our salvation. I can go back in the Old Testament. Well, Job went through a troublesome time. He lost all of his friends. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. But yet he says in Job chapter 19, 25, I know that my Redeemer liveth and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. And so Job knew, yes, the rock. He knew that the Lord was the rock of his salvation. And so if you're saved today, you also know that. You know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord if you're a believer. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I'd rather depart from here and be with the Lord, which is far better. That's Philippians 1, 21 and verse number 23. And so in Psalms 95, verse number 2, he says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And so that's our first duty. We need to remember God. All too often we get sidetracked. All too often we focus on all the problems. Well, the world's going to be filled with problems till Jesus returns. The prince of this world is doing much destruction. But as a believer, we need to focus on the Lord. Our first duty is let us come before him. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Hebrews 13:5 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to him continually. Continually. What's that mean? That means whether things are good or bad, I can come before him. The other day, my mother called and she's in the hospital right now. She's 92. She's having trouble. And she asked me, she said, you think I'm going to get better? And in the middle of her question, she goes, my merciful, gracious God, I'm trusting you. Wow. He's the rock of our salvation. And so we come to him continually, whether things are good or bad. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name for his divine perfections. Understand, he's faithful. He's true. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. It's just like the psalmist said in Psalm 68, verse number 19, blessed be the Lord who loadeth us daily with benefits. We have spiritual blessings. I've got confidence and assurance. He is the rock of my salvation. I know when things are bad, where to go to find help. He gives me knowledge and understanding how to handle the bad situations. And so that's why Paul said in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. If he's the rock of your salvation, you have a place where you can go. You see? And so our second duty is to make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Understand, that's Psalms 95, verse number 2. Make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. And so those spiritual songs, we'll find them in the Bible. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And so these spiritual songs that we're singing unto ourselves, this is having proper devotion to the rock of your salvation. Proper devotion, understanding that he is in control. Understanding that his truth is important. These songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord, that phrase speaks of your heart being engaged in obedience to God. Your heart is engaged in service to God. Now, you can speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And then finally, when Paul wrote this in Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the grace in your heart to the Lord." That verse, if I close with this, this is all part of thanksgiving. This is all part of knowing, yes, that the Lord is the rock of your salvation. And so when you're doing this, you are obeying him, living for him. By the way, if you're not living for him and you're not obeying him, then you can't do this. And it should further encourage and edify and build up those who know him. That'd be your children, your grandchildren who know the Lord. And those that know not the Lord, it'll get their attention. Wow, the holiness of God, the perfection, divine perfections of his principles and his law. And it'll produce the right results. As we get close to Thanksgiving, this is something that should be daily, though, every day in our lives. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.